Well, morning, everybody. Morning. Good to be with you all this morning. It's always such a pleasure to come back to Argyle, so thank you for having me back again. We're going to be thinking about this passage from Mark's Gospel that Gregory's just read out for us. But before we do that, we're going to have a little challenge, okay? So I'm looking for some volunteers who might be willing to come and have a little go at this challenge up the front. It's a fishing challenge, just to, you know, get us in the mood. We've just heard a story about some fishermen, and there is a prize for the winner of the challenge, okay? So basically, let me explain what's going to happen, then you can decide if you think you can have a go at it. We've got some fishing rods here at the front, and they've got a magnet on the bottom, and your job is to try and collect some of the fish that have hopefully got a staple in the middle of them, and see how many you can collect up in 30 seconds. So we're going to have two people competing against each other, one from this side, one from this side. So any volunteers want to come and have a go at this game? Yeah, one, brilliant. Anyone from this side? Fantastic, brilliant, good job. Yeah, round of applause. Brilliant, so you can take your fishing rod there. You can come and grab the fishing rod this side, that'd be brilliant. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna time you 30 seconds and I'm gonna see how many you can collect. So once you've picked one up, you can take it off the end of the fishing rod and just put it to the side and then we'll see how many you can get in our time, okay? No pressure, but you're representing this whole side of the room and you're representing everyone over here. Okay, right, are we ready? 3, 2, 1, off we go. Okay, it's a good start over here. One over here. Okay, always close. It's close, you've had half your time already. Okay, I'm gonna count you down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, right, let's stop there. Yeah, give them a round of applause. Let's have a little count up. Well, no, we've got 4 on this side. Round of applause. And how many have we got over here? We've got 5 over this side. Brilliant job. Right, let's have a prize. I think it's close enough. It's close enough that we can both have a prize, I think. Brilliant, good job. Fantastic. Now, there's going to be another game similar to that a little bit later. So if you thought, I would love to have a go at that, but I didn't get the chance, there's going to be another chance a little bit later. Okay? So that's just to get us thinking about this story where Jesus calls to the fishermen. But before we hear about Jesus calling out to the fishermen, we hear about Jesus preaching. And he's preaching to a crowd of people, and Mark in his gospel gives us a one-sentence summary of the message of Jesus' teaching. And that summary is, the time has come, the kingdom of God is near, repent and believe the good news. So what does Jesus mean by that? What is that message? What is Jesus saying? Well, he says the time has come, the kingdom of God is near, which basically just means the king has come. The time has come, the king is here. Jesus is talking about himself. He's saying, God's chosen king has come to the earth. I'm here, it's me. The kingdom of God is near. And Jesus says, because the king has come, there's something that you need to do about it. And that is to repent and believe the good news. So firstly, repent. That word repent basically means to turn around. If you're going one way, and you're living for yourself, ignoring God. To repent means to turn around and to turn to God, to turn away from sin and to turn to God. That's what it means to repent. So Jesus says, repent, and he says, believe the good news. Believing, that doesn't just mean thinking that Jesus existed. It doesn't just mean believing that he was a real person. It means more than that. It means believing in who Jesus is. The all-powerful Son of God, God's chosen King. And it means believing in the good news of what he came to do for us. Now, interestingly, the people Jesus was speaking to at this time, they wouldn't know the full story of the good news of what Jesus came to do. Because Jesus hadn't died, he hadn't risen again at this point. But for us, we can read these words of Jesus, believe the good news, and we can know the whole story of what Jesus has done for us. That he would come, that he would lay down his life. Though he was without sin, he was perfect in every way, that he would lay down his life for us to take the punishment for our sin so that we can be rescued from the power of sin and from the power of death. And that God would raise him to life again, and that Jesus is in heaven alive still today. And that means that for all of us, for anyone who chooses to believe the good news and to trust in Jesus, we can know the joy of life forever with him. That is the good news. So when we read these words, believe the good news, that is what Jesus is calling us to believe. After Jesus has, we've heard about Jesus preaching, we hear about Jesus calling out to the fishermen. And so this helps us to think that when we turn to God and when we believe the good news, there's two things that Jesus gives to us. Firstly, Jesus gives us an invitation. And secondly, Jesus gives us a purpose. So let's think about that invitation that Jesus gives. He calls out to the fishermen. He says, "Come and follow me." And the Bible tells us that immediately, it uses the word immediately, straight away, they left their nets and they went and they chose to follow Jesus. They'd probably heard a little bit about Jesus already. They'd probably heard about some of the things that he'd been saying and doing. And they knew that this was somebody that was worth following, worth living for. And so they leave their nets almost as if to say, "I'm leaving my old life and I'm choosing to follow Jesus completely. I'm all in for Jesus. I'm not turning back. I'm not holding back. I'm all in following Jesus." And the invite that Jesus gives to the fishermen is the same invite that he gives to all of us. Jesus says to all of us, "Come and follow me." What does that mean to follow Jesus? Well, it means putting him first in our life, making him king over our life. Choosing to live the way that he calls us to live, not living our own way. But it's good and right that we ask ourselves the question, why? Why should I follow Jesus? Whether we are following Jesus already or not, that is a fair question to ask. Is it really worth it? What is the point in following Jesus? Why should I do that? Well, I think we get a really helpful answer in a book of the Bible called Romans. This is Romans chapter 8, and this is what it tells us about somebody who is choosing to follow Jesus. We know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. When we're following Jesus, God works all things together for our good. It may not feel like that at times, but we can trust it because God says it in his word. He's working all things together for our good. A little bit later on, it says, "If God is for us, who can ever be against us?" When we're following Jesus, we're following someone who is completely for us and on our side all of the time. Again, a little bit later, "Since he did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else?" God didn't spare Jesus for us. He was willing to give Jesus, to lay his life down for us. And he doesn't stop there. He continues to give us so many good things. And then a little bit later, it talks about how nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ. It asks the question, can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? And the answer we get at the end is, I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. So if you're here this morning and you've not yet made that decision to follow Jesus, then listen to this story. Listen to this explanation of who Jesus is. Jesus is the one who loves you beyond measure, so much so that he would be willing to give his life for you. Jesus is the one who is completely for you. Jesus is the one who is completely wise, who knows what's best for you, and who works all things together for your good. And Jesus is the one who gives so many good gifts. Every good gift that we have in our life is from him. Jesus is someone who is so worth following. He says, come and follow me. Everything else that we might be tempted to put first in our life, whether that's money or success or relationships or popularity, if that's the thing we're putting above everything else, then ultimately we're always going to be left wanting more, feeling a little disappointed. But Jesus is different. Jesus gives and gives and gives. He gives himself. He gives forgiveness. He gives life. And he is so worth following. And when we make that choice, when we choose to follow Jesus, respond to that invitation, then the second thing that he gives us is a purpose. So we're going to pause and we're going to play this game again. But I'm going to clear away the fish. We're not going to use those this time. This time we are going to be fishing for people. So this time we've got some little people. And so we're going to be doing the same game again, but this time you're going to be fishing for people. So would we have anyone who wants to have a go at this game this time? We've got any hands in the air? Anyone tempted? Yes, come on, brilliant. There's one. Anyone from the other side of the room? Okay, yeah, we'll have someone from... Well, you can come and represent this side. That's brilliant. Fantastic. Right. Take your fishing rod. There we go. Brilliant job. Fantastic. Lovely dress. What a lovely dress. You can come and stand over this side. Brilliant. Okay, same game. 30 seconds again. I'm going to count you down. 3, 2, 1. Off we go. We're going for these ones this time. So we're going on these ones, okay? Good job. Brilliant. See how many of those we can get. Okay, we've got one person over here. Brilliant. We've got one over here. I'll take that one. And you can get another one. Brilliant. Good job. We've got two over here. We've got 10 seconds left. Brilliant. 3, 2, 1. We'll let that one count. And let's stop there. We'll stop there. Right, let's have a little count up over this side. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4. And over here we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. It's a draw. A lovely draw. Brilliant. There you go. You can go and take those ones. You can take those and you can leave the fishing rod on the floor. Brilliant. Round of applause for these guys again. So it's a little bit like those guys who had a go at the game first time round. That was Jesus' disciples before they met Jesus. Their purpose was to fish for fish. And these guys who have just had a go, that's like the disciples after they met Jesus, because Jesus gives them a new purpose. And that purpose is to fish for people. Now, that's a bit of a strange phrase, fish for people. So what exactly does Jesus mean by that? Well, he means that where these guys have been spending their time bringing fish in, gathering fish, Jesus is sending them out to be involved in God's work of bringing people into God's kingdom, into God's family, gathering people, telling them the good news about Jesus so that they might be brought into God's family. So they've got a new purpose. Their purpose isn't fishing for fish anymore. Their purpose that Jesus is giving them, this new, fresh, exciting purpose, is to go and gather people, bring people in, that they might become part of God's kingdom as well. And when we choose to follow Jesus, that is the same purpose that Jesus gives to each and every one of us. Jesus says, come and follow me, and then he says, go. Go into your schools, into your clubs, into your workplaces, into your neighborhoods, into your friendship groups. Go and tell people about me so that they might be brought in to God's kingdom. God doesn't need to use us. He's all powerful. He could bring people in however he wanted to, but he chooses to use each and every one of us as we follow him. We get to be involved in that exciting mission, that purpose to go and fish for people, to teach them about Jesus so that they might be brought into God's family. And the truth is, that's not an optional extra for us. if we would call ourselves a Christian, it's not an optional extra to go and to share the good news of Jesus. Jesus doesn't say to these disciples, he doesn't say, come and follow me. And then maybe if you've got a bit of time free at some point and you wanted to go out and tell someone about me, then you can do that. He doesn't say that. Jesus says, come and follow me and I will send you out to fish for people. It's the same for us. It's not an optional add-on. It's part of what it means to follow Jesus, to go and to share the good news. Now you might be thinking, well, I can't do that. I'm not confident enough. I'm not very good at talking to people. Look at the story. Look at who Jesus called first. He called fishermen. He didn't call professors. He didn't call professionals. He called ordinary fishermen to go and be involved in his plans. And so Jesus can use any of us. We don't need to be experts. We don't need to think we've got all the answers. We simply need to be following Jesus and be willing for him to use us. And the Bible tells us that we have the spirit of the same God that raised Jesus from the dead living in us. And that gives us confidence that the Spirit can use us to powerfully and helpfully bring people into God's kingdom. So what might that look like for you this week or in the weeks ahead to go out and to fish for people? Well, it might mean simply offering to pray for a friend who's struggling. It might mean inviting somebody along to youth group or to church or maybe to the autumn festival that's coming up soon. It might mean showing the love of Jesus by going and sitting next to somebody in school who's not got anyone sat with them. It might mean having the confidence to respond to questions about your faith by saying, this is who Jesus is and this is what he's done for me. It might mean getting involved in the Alive Mission Conference. That's a great way to go and fish for people, to go and share the good news of Jesus. Or even in supporting 10 for Torch. 10 for Torch, who do such a brilliant job of showing the love of Jesus to the community. In supporting that, we are following Jesus' mission for us. And one thing it definitely means is it definitely, definitely means praying for people. Because in this mission, this purpose that Jesus has for us, we don't just talk to people about Jesus. We talk to Jesus about people. And if we're not doing that, then we're not going to see anything happen. We need to be praying about these people that we're sharing the good news with. As we do all of these things, we are living out the purpose that Jesus gives to us as we follow him. But it starts there. It starts with us fixing our eyes on Jesus and choosing to follow him. Maybe you're here this morning and you would call yourself a follower of Jesus, but that's not really the way that your life looks at the moment. Maybe you're not really living that out. Maybe you're not quite like the fishermen who were all in for Jesus, but it's a bit more kind of, yeah, I want to follow Jesus, but I also want to keep a foot in my old life and live the way that I want to live. Jesus doesn't just want part of our lives. He wants our whole lives. He wants all of us. He loves us that much that he would want all of us, that we might turn away from our sin and to turn towards Jesus. And when we do that, when we come to him, we find grace and forgiveness because, yes, we mess up. Yes, we get things wrong. But in Jesus, whenever we come to him, we will always find grace and forgiveness. Following Jesus is the path to true and lasting joy. We're living the way that we're made to live when we live following Jesus. Or maybe you're here this morning and you're a follower of Jesus, but you're just finding it hard at the moment. It just feels like a real challenge following Jesus. Jesus never promised us that it would be easy. And maybe you're just in one of those times where it just feels like hard work. Maybe that's because of a battle with sin. Maybe that's because of circumstances in your life, maybe illness, or maybe challenges in a relationship, or maybe anxiety that you're facing about something in particular. Keep bringing those things to him. Keep talking to him about those things. Because the greatest gift that Jesus gives to us when we choose to follow him is himself. He gives us himself. Jesus doesn't say, come and follow me, and then leave us to try and figure it out on our own. He says, come and follow me And he says, I will be with you always. I'll be right by your side as you follow me. I'm not a saviour who's off in the distance. I'm a saviour who is right there with you. He is with us. He leads us and he helps us. So hear this invitation and this purpose that Jesus is offering out to you. Come, follow me, and I will send you out to fish for people. How are you going to live that out this week? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he is the all-powerful Son of God, the chosen King who you sent to this earth to lay down his life for us. But thank you that he is alive today, and so that we can follow him. We can look to him and live our lives with him at the center. And thank you that he is someone who is so worth following. Thank you that as we follow Jesus, we find life to the full, the way that it was made to be lived. So Father, help us as we consider that invitation. Help us to choose each day to follow Jesus. And Lord, would you give us your power by your Holy Spirit to live out your purpose, that we might go and fish for people, that we might teach others about you so that they might be brought into your family. Lord, help us to do that today. Help us to do that this week. Help us to do that throughout our lives, to fix our eyes on Jesus, that we might be involved in his great plans for our neighborhoods, for our communities, for our town, and for our world. And we pray that in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.